Hi. I couldn't help but notice that you're sitting here by yourself. You mind if I sit with you?
Thanks.
You know, it's kind of boring here, and I could really use some company. I'm Alex, by the way. I think we work together, right? Yeah, we never officially met at work, but I've seen you around. So, are you here with someone? Oh, me either. I honestly don't know why I bother coming to these things. They're loud, chaotic, and I've never really been a dancer. I basically have two left feet.
And then every Monday morning, I hate myself for staying up this late, because who would stay up this late just to have to go to work the next day? We do. I'm sorry, I've been rambling and bullshitting about my own problems. I just need a drink. You wanna drink? I can get you something. What do you like? Beer, wine? Oh, you don't drink? Okay. Why?
Oh, because of your medication.
Well, I guess we have that in common. I can't drink either. Yeah. Antidepressants. Really? You too?
Yeah, they help us from a lot of things, but for the most part, they stop us from having fun. Woo! Anyway, that's kind of a dark joke. Did you come alone? Your girlfriend, she didn't want to come?
Oh, you don't have one. So let me guess, you're probably married, two kids, a dog, the huge.
Oh, no wife either. Me? You think I'd be asking all these questions if I was with somebody? Come on.
I'm sorry. I was kidding.
Weekend Alex can be a bit weird sometimes. But that was just me trying to figure out whether you're...
Guys, come on! Keep it down! They're too drunk for their own damn good. Hey, would you like... want to get out of here? Let's go.
Don't you just love how quiet it is? Me, you, the city lights. Take my hand.
Come on, don't be shy. Hold my hand. No way. My hands are not that cold.
This feels really nice. I wish I could go for walks like this every night. It's so peaceful out here. You could even hear birds chirping at nighttime. I thought birds went to sleep at night. You know, I never learned how to ride a bike. Every time I see one, I wish I wasn't so scared to learn how to ride. And now, I feel like I'm too old. Do you think I can still learn how to ride a bike?
Really? You don't think I'm too old? I don't know. I feel like I'd look like an idiot. You know, some old ass 20-some-year-old woman finally learning how to ride a bike, falling over the middle of the fucking street. I'd look like an idiot.
Maybe you can teach me.
Thanks.
Let's just walk around a little more. I don't want to go home just yet. Also, I don't know. You make me feel really safe walking at night. And besides, this is a really special place for me. You see that lamppost right there? At night, whenever I'm feeling not like myself, I come here and I just hang out by this lamppost. It gives me a lot of clarity. I love this place. You can see the moon shining right between those buildings over there. And when the sky is clear, you can also see the stars way over there. Let's just stand here for a while and take it all in. The nighttime, the beautiful sky, the ambience. I feel like we're really getting to know each other out here. By the way, thanks for keeping me company. I really appreciate it. This is probably gonna be weird, but fuck it, who cares? Can I kiss you? That was nice. You wanna hold my hand again? Feeling kinda cold. Oh, thank you. You have nice hands too. Oh gosh. So, you wanna maybe come over to my place? It's only down the street. I mean, it's totally okay if... Okay. Yeah, let's go. Now, I don't usually walk with a stranger, so consider yourself lucky, mister. I mean, for all I know, you could be a serial killer. Maybe you were playing the long game by coming to work with me and chatting me up at the party just to get me back to my place and slaughter me. Relax, I'm joking, damn. Besides, what are the chances that we both are a serial killer? You're really telling me you think I could be a serial killer? A pretty girl like me? No. But you look like the type. I'm kidding. You're so cute when you're worried. Come on, the worst that could happen to you at my place is like my cat biting you. And I mean that as a double meaning. Oh, he hates it when his mama's friendly with someone else, so I would be worried if I was you coming into this store. Thank you so much for the wonderful evening and for walking me back to my place. We should do this again sometime, like going for walks, just chatting in the city. This was fun. Like, I actually had a good time. Oh, and ignore the mess. I wasn't expecting company, so kind of messy around here. And make yourself comfortable on the couch or something. I'll get you something to drink. I know you can't drink alcohol, so maybe some coffee? All right, just water. Coming right up. For you, my dear. Luckily, my cat's sleeping, so we can relax. Now scooch. By the way, thanks for saving me from that party. I would still be there if I didn't find you. Is everything okay? You've been awfully quiet ever since we kissed. Was it not good or something? I'm sorry if that made you uncomfortable. Then what is it? Oh, so you mean like that was your first kiss ever? Like, at all? Oh, wow. Why didn't you tell me this earlier? If I knew this was gonna be your first kiss, I'd like have made it magical for you, like. Okay, yeah, that's super cheesy, but you know what I mean. Also, if this was your first kiss, doesn't this mean you're, yeah, virgin? Got it. Oh no, come on, what's wrong with being a virgin? So what, you haven't had sex until now, big deal. You don't have to be sorry for not telling me. What difference would that make? We all have missed out on some life experiences, come on. It doesn't have to make us any better, worse, or different from each other, you know? I put my hand on your leg and you just froze. So I thought we were having a nice time. You liked it that much. Then my hand's not going anywhere. Can I ask you something? Has no one ever touched you like this before? I get that. Touch starvation is a real thing, and I'm sorry you've been going through it. Sincerely. It can be really hard, you know, and I can't even begin to imagine how you must feel. Do you maybe want to put your head in my lap? Maybe it'll help. I don't know. Yeah? Just a sec? Okay, let me get comfortable. Here. You don't mind if I play with your hair, do you? Look, you being inexperienced doesn't make a difference to me, alright? I guess you feel like you're behind in life and everyone around you has experienced so much. I guess what I'm trying to say is, it's okay. And I don't want you worrying about this kind of stuff, you know? Okay? Okay? Good, that's better. Alright, enough talking. Why don't you let me make your second first kiss magical? There's that smile, finally. Come here. Not bad, huh? You're blushing so hard. But I do like seeing you blush. This feels nice. Can I kiss you again? Nothing. It's just the way your eyes light up. Like, I've never seen anything so adorable. Come here. You know, for your first time, you're not a bad kisser. Mm-hmm. I love the way your arms just pull me closer. Now, why don't you get up here so I can pamper you some more? Just sit back, relax, and let me take care of you. Just feel my soft lips pressing against your neck. My hands pressing against your chest. Yeah, put your hands on my waist. I love how gentle you are with me. It's okay to touch me. I like it when you touch me like that. You can touch me all you want. Do you mind if I take off your shirt? No. Let me do it. You are so warm. I love touching and kissing your chest like this. Here, give me your hand. Press your fingers against my lips like this. Do you mind if I... I love the way you moan for me. How about I take these pants off and give you some more of this, huh? Okay. You look uncomfortable. Is everything okay? Really, we don't have to do this. Like, we can stop right now. If you don't want to go through with this, I don't want you to do anything you're not comfortable doing. Are you worried because it's your first time? Hey, it's gonna be okay. Look at me. I'm here for you. I get how nerve-wracking this can be, but I want you to enjoy this, okay? And we can stop right now if you'd like. We can just cuddle and talk. We can do whatever you want to do. This is your time. No? You want to do this? Are you sure? Well, I promise you're going to love it. I'm going to make it worth your while. So stop worrying so much. You're doing amazing. Come here. Feel better? Yeah? Now let me go back to pants duty. I don't know why you're worried. You're... Oh my god. Spread your legs a little for me. So I can sit right here between your legs. God, I want to take you in my mouth right now. But I'm going to tease you a little bit first. How does my hand feel wrapped around your cock? Slowly jerking you off? Fuck, your cock. I can feel it twitching in my hand. Don't say a word. Shh. Don't say a word. Your job right now is to sit back and enjoy my soft lips pressing against your cock. Yeah? You like it? You like it when I lick the tip of your cock like this? I like the way you moan when I lick your shaft. You want me to keep licking your cock, or are you ready to go in my mouth now, huh? Okay. God, I love her cock feels in my mouth. Why don't you hold my hair back for me, baby? Thank you. God, my underwear is so wet right now. I could do this all night, but I don't want to make you come just yet. That's right, baby. You're not finishing in my mouth, not this time. You know what I mean. Help me get on your lap. And baby, wrap your arms around me. I love being in your arms like this. Come here. Use your tongue. Just like that, baby. God, I'm so wet. And you can't. can't stop staring at my beautiful tits, huh? You don't have to apologize. I like it. You want me to take my top off? Yeah? Here, why don't you do it? Now the bra. You can go ahead. I trust you. Come on. You just put your hands on my back like this. Find the strap and boom. You can take your time. Ow! No, it's fine. Just be careful back there. There, you got it. Now take it off. No, it's fine. It's just, you startled me. Your hands are so warm. You can touch them all you want. Yes. Squeeze them just like that. Oh, fuck. I love the way you touch me. Do you wanna maybe use your mouth? Oh, fuck. Yes, play with my nipples. Oh, use your tongue. Oh, just like that. God, I can feel your cock pressing up against my ass. Oh, I kind of want to play with it. Yeah, you like that? My tits. Don't stop. Please don't stop. Oh, please don't stop. Oh, please don't stop, please. God, I think I'm getting too excited. Oh, are you ready to fuck me now, baby? Like what you see? The way you're looking at me right now, fuck, kinda turns me on. Wait, do you wanna know what a woman tastes like? I have the perfect idea. Open your mouth for me, baby. Suck on my fingers. Oh, just like that. You like it? Can you taste me on my fingers? You like it when I rub my pussy and then put my fingers in your mouth? Maybe you can wake me up like that in the morning. This is your first time, and I want you to enjoy it. You don't have to do anything, okay? I'll take care of you. Just relax. I'm gonna spit on your cock so that it's easier to go in, okay? Stroke your cock first to get it harder, slicker. Fuck, you're already dripping pre-cum. Okay. First, I'm gonna rub you up and down my slit. Are you ready? Are you sure? Okay. I'm gonna count to three, okay? One. Two. Oh, three. Fuck. Oh, you feel so good.
shit, I can't believe I'm your first. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, put your hands on my ass. Oh, just like that. Fuck, I love riding you. Oh, look at me. Look at me. Please, I want you to look at me. Oh, God. Oh. Oh, you're doing great. Don't worry, baby. Oh. Oh, God, you feel so good. Oh, you can go ahead. You can touch me all you want. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God, I've never had somebody rub my clit while they fuck me. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, I love how your hands feel on me. Fuck. Oh. Oh. How long have you waited for this? I want to give you the best orgasm you've ever had. Pull me in close. Oh, I want to kiss you. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh. Oh, okay. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Oh, fuck. Fuck, I'm gonna come. I can't help it. No, I can't help it. Don't worry, you don't have to come with me. It's okay. I know how hard it is for men on antidepressants. It's okay. And I want you to take your time. But fuck. Oh, fuck. Fuck. I'm coming. You're close? You think you're close? I'm gonna go faster, okay? Just hold my hands. Yeah. Yeah, sweetheart. Oh, just like that. Oh, right there. Come on, baby, come for me. I want you to come inside of me. I know you wanna... Oh, yes, honey. Come for me. Come for me. Yeah. 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 Look at me when you come. I want you to look me deep in the eyes when you come in me. Yeah. Yes. Oh. Oh. Yeah. Baby. You did really well for your first time. You sure this is your first? Thank you. Why, thank you. Hey, just because a girl doesn't know how to ride a bike doesn't mean she can't ride. Come here. What do you mean, no wood? What did you think? I was just gonna fuck you and leave? No. Now I lay on your chest and take care of you. But first, it's important we get into some aftercare. I'm gonna go get you a warm rag and some water. And you make sure you use the bathroom, okay? You gotta clear that urethra. That's something they don't tell you in sex ed. I'll be right back.
I just had amazing sex. I just had amazing sex. Okay. I got you your warm towel and a hot rag. And as an extra, I got you a cold rag because, you know, maybe if you want something to cool you off, you know, sex will really warm you up. So how are you feeling? How you feel about all this? Oh, so I took your innocence, huh? It's okay. I'm just teasing. I feel so lucky to have met you tonight. Of course I loved it, silly. You were amazing. Also, I'm gonna teach you some other stuff this morning. Because, trust me, it can get much better than this. Not like this time was bad. It's not what I'm saying at all. Just let me shut up. I'm okay. Thank you for understanding. A lot of people would just be like, oh, you're rambling. Be quiet. Well, you really thought this was going to be a one-time thing? No. You seem really cool. Like, you have a level head on your shoulders. You seem adventurous and into new things, and I don't know, I feel like I really connected with you, and you're saying you connected with me too? And, you know, you saying you connected with me, I feel like maybe we can make something of this. I'm so tired. I'm tired. Do you mind if I lay down next to you? Come here, you can trust me. You want to be the little spoon or the big spoon? Little spoon it is. Come here. You're gonna be my little spoon for the night and many more nights, but don't get used to this. I usually like being the little spoon, and I'm gonna be the little spoon tomorrow. Let me wrap my hands around you, that way I can kiss you on the neck to wake you up. You know, we should really do this more often. But we should definitely start it with a walk at night first, like this time. Felt sentimental. I don't mean to get all up in your business, but how have the antidepressants been working for you? I mean, I can only say from my personal experience, I haven't really been able to get out much or really have a connection or talk to anybody. They've really slowed down my social battery, and I honestly feel like meeting you was one of the best things that's ever happened since getting one of these antidepressants. Don't you feel the same way? Stop. You're just mirroring me. No? I guess I'll just have to take your word for it, huh? I'm kidding. Come here. Oh, you're tired? Alright, I'm gonna let you go to sleep. I literally can't wait for us to do this again. And I don't know if I can give you all the love you missed out on, but I promise to try. Night.